Don't fuck up my vibe. You say pop out, but you never outside. You say pull up, then my niggas gon' slide. Nigga try me, then you know that he died.
Hit with that blick, let that big mama cry. Got with a dick, leave that bitch hit on fire. I don't wanna cover them all, you done now. Yeah, red beam on his eye.
Red beam on the SD. Tell her mama come kick it just like a jet. Tell her mama come top me, don't ever text me. I'm coming straight out the trenches, you can't finesse me.
That one about a little nigga born like I'm backstage. A double team with her threesome when they were sexy. She wore the
one. Hey y'all, this Dip My Motivation. We got a little rated tonight or today or whatever time it is. Y'all know how I do. Y'all know this is a real podcast, so it is what it is. We gonna say it. We gotta say and do what we gotta do. We ain't gonna move around crazy. But Lil Ray is going to go ahead and he going to give us some little information, little intel, little inside scoop. I don't know how many interviews I've seen him on, but he on mine right now. That's what matters. That's what matters.
That's how that matters.
Right. That's what matters right now.
Yeah.
All right, Lil Ray. So, what's up with you? Thank you for coming on the show, first of all. Thank you for that. But what's going on with you? What's happening? Where you at? Cause I hear you everywhere. So what's going on? What's going on?
Just trying to keep progressing. You know what I'm saying? Wake up every day with a motive. With a motive. That's what I'm on. Trying to prove myself every day.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm on.
So. Are you from Tampa or are you from somewhere else? Where else? Because you know, like, people be thinking, like, oh, people from Tampa, they don't be from Tampa. They think they from somewhere else, they be from Tampa. So, where you from?
I'm from College Hill. I'm from 22nd Lake, man. You know, College Hill, Bama Heights, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm from. But, I can't even, like, I'm the first American born in my family. My whole family from Guyana.
Okay.
So I'm the first American born in Tampa. You know what I'm saying? So I got Guyana roots.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I try to embrace it as much as I can. But I'm from College Hill, Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. But okay.
I'm a real Tampa baby. I done stayed like everywhere, like.
You done been all over Tampa. You so Tampa is what I say.
Yeah.
You so Tampa.
Yeah, I done been a little bit everywhere, but yeah.
Okay. All right. When did you start in the industry? Because I know, you know what I'm saying? I know you got a family member that's well known, hence the name, Lil Rated. But when did you start?
Well, first of all, my name was Lil Rated before I started.
Okay.
That was just like, everybody called me because my daddy, you know what I'm saying? My daddy rated he was rapping and doing his thing. And that's just what it was. So when I started rapping, like I'm an organic nigga, so I ain't really wasn't trying to just like pick a rap name. That's kind of lame with me.
Right.
Like pick a name that's cool to rap. That's like, so I ain't want to pick no name. So I'm just like, they already called me that. So. Yeah, I just go with that.
Right. Flow with it.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I came up with the name. It's already my name. And then all my partners already called me that, but now it's like people starting to know it as a musical name. So people who ain't known me before the music, they'll think like, oh, that's my rap name, which it is my rap name, but it then went how
you was already being called that from birth, like Lil Rated.
Yeah,
right.
Like if I wasn't rapping right now, my name is still
Lil Rated. So. Okay. Okay, I could feel that. I could feel that. What age did you start writing? And I know you said you don't write, but did you start out writing? Or did you just start out flowing?
No, I probably, you know, like when you like five and shit.
Right.
You might try to, like me and my brother used to be sitting in our closet, like trying to come up with raps and stuff and trying to like, we we'll take my daddy's clothes and stuff, try to put on his jewelry and shit.
Right.
And try to like rap. But then we tried to write shit down then, but it didn't work.
Right.
But nah, as far as I've been rapping, I ain't never tried to write nothing.
You ain't trying to write nothing.
I just go off the dome. I hit a beat if the beat give me a feeling, that's what I'm going. I'm real picky when it comes to beats.
Right.
So we might go through 21 beats and I might only be feeling 2.
Dang. And
whatever beat, we already know when we sitting in the room, that beat come on, that one, like, yeah, let's
go. Right.
I don't even want to listen to it too long.
Right.
Like, yeah, let's go in there. I'm going to say whatever.
You're going to say whatever. Yeah. But then, like, it's like you so organic with it because you told me you remember. And I'm thinking, like, how he go into freestyle and then remember? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do it come that easy for you? Is it just, like, programmed in you? Or that's coming straight from your heart?
Definitely coming straight from my heart. Like,
real talk.
It's like, I can hear a beat and I know what I would have said when it hit like that. Like, especially when I get the feeling, I might be like, okay, I want to pop my shit on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay, I want to get serious on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me think about certain stuff that I've been through or that I've seen. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I might hear a song where I'll be like, reckon I'm just gonna let them have it. Or,
right.
Okay, I might need to talk and let the people know this about me on this song.
Right.
So, but it's all natural. It's all going to be natural stuff. I ain't going to never try too hard with nothing.
Right. Right, definitely,
100%. Because you try too hard, that means you're doing something that's not you.
Exactly. And I know a little bit before we had a conversation and you were saying, like, you just an organic person. But tell me about, like, how you organic in the industry, like, so the people can kind of know, like, how organic you are. You feel what I'm saying? I know you do your own, as far as, like, your lyrics, you just freestyle them, then you remember them. What else have you been doing organically that got you up to the level that you're at right
like
now?
I'm real hands-on.
Right.
Like I used to walk to the club.
Right.
With my last $20 and go get my song played.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm down there like begging the DJ to play this day.
Right.
What I'm saying?
Right.
I'm in their face and they, like, every, you can ask any DJ in the city, they done seen me pull up, get my song played,
right,
throw my little $100, $200, $300, whatever, and leave my stand. Right. And I'm shaking hands. Like, everybody knew me. I feel like, especially if you ask the people for us, rappers, DJs, man, I'm like family to them. Just cause I've been around for so long.
I've been
on that. That's why when they see what's going on now, like, they see shit, kind of, they like, okay, yeah, I knew this was about to come.
Right.
Like, they remember when I was paying. Like, the people who pay me for shows and stuff now, I done paid them like 10 times.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, yeah, but you know,
right.
And I don't ask no handouts. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, no handouts.
No.
Tell me this, though. Because I know a lot of younger artists or new artists would like to hear this, though. How long was it before you decided, like, I got to start getting paid for these shows?
How long? It's probably like 4 years. About
3 years? 3 years. Okay.
I rap for like 3, maybe 4.
Maybe 4.
And my mama, shout out to my mama.
That is it.
She kept seeing me, like, scrape up money and spend all my money on a show that people calling me to do.
Right.
And she just was like, what you got going on? I'm asking her for money and shit too. Like,
right.
Why you help me? I need this. I go to the studio. So she like, oh, you can start charging them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn. And one time I had a show and she was like, how much they paying you? Because I ain't going to be doing all this. And I was like, I'm still trying to come up. They going to, you know, when I get to that level.
Right.
And she was like, tell them you charge. I said, month, day of the show. How you going to tell somebody you charge the day of
right.
the show?
You do what your mama said.
It's about 4 o'clock. It's about 4 o'clock. The show started at 10. She tried to tell me. I'm looking at my phone, like, I know this nigga gonna say get the fuck out of here.
Right.
But I had nothing for running. I put around and text just cause I believe my mama wrong, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I put around and text nigga and I was like, I ain't doing it. But give me 250. The nigga said yes so fast, I want to say 700. I was like, damn.
You feel like you played yourself.
I'm like, nigga, I've been paying you for the last couple of months. Like,
right.
Yeah,
right.
So that's when I really That's when it really had popped off for me. And I done went through trial and error with the shit. So that's when I really started knowing, like, okay, they do pay for this type of shit. And I understood the reason they pay. So that's when I started taking it more serious and stuff.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I, like I said, I'm deep in the streets. Like, you can catch me anywhere I'm promoting. Every time you see me, my music with me.
Right.
Niggas be like in the hood, they keep that strap on them. My music on me.
Every time you
Every
be
time
around.
You see me. Yeah, I'm in your face.
Right.
Yeah,
so you out and about networking all the time. I know, like, I've seen you out a couple of places. I didn't know who you was at first. But, you know, like, I done seen you out. Do people still, like, respect that? Because I know people like, oh, you can't be on the streets no more trying to sell no CDs that ain't working. Do that work for you? Talk about it. Like, do it work for you?
I think people is, I want to say dumb, but I'm going to say simple-minded.
Mm.
Yeah, simple-minded. Because they be moving away, like, with the trend. You know what I'm saying? They still, like, right now, people ain't wearing car canine no more. But if a big go back to wearing car canine, then if one person who got a bus start wearing car canine again, then it's going to go up again. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
So, like, people who doing that just only work in one way. Like, I can honestly say, like, rap money pay my bills for sure.
That's real. That's real.
I ain't got no job, no 9-to-5, but I ain't asking nobody for shit either.
Right.
I give more than I get, so... Yeah, rap money paying my bills right now.
Right, because you on the hustle, like you on the move.
But I'm in their face. I'm like I said, I'm never leaving. I'm going to the club at 2, 3 in the morning, getting my song played. I'm going to the after hours. I'm shaking that DJ hands. I'm meeting new niggas.
Right.
Ain't no DJ in the city. They number in my phone right now.
That's what I'm talking
about. You know what I'm saying? And them boys know me. They know me from when I was doing free shows, and they know me now. You know what I'm saying? And
right, because you're doing good business. You feel what I'm saying? You standing on your word about what you're doing. That's, I mean, like, me personally, I think that's awesome, especially for up-and-coming artists that's, like, still young, and they still at that stage where they're not getting paid or they feel like ain't no money in this, because literally it is. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, but it just all in what you do.
Right.
You got to work your move. Like, you got to work your muscle. Like, ain't nobody finna pay you unless you making no money.
Right. Meaning like bringing people
in. It's just like a regular business deal. If everybody getting paid, they gonna keep it going.
Right.
If I do business with you and you the only one getting paid, at some point I'm gonna be like,
that ain't it.
We need to try something else because this ain't working. But if when I book you, I'm getting paid, they getting paid, everybody happy, we about to run that shit back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what it is. People, Niggas be, and a lot of artists too. They be, you want to get paid because you got a cool song, but nobody know you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to work your wrist.
That's right. So, the big question, are you currently under management? Because I know a lot of people have a lot of opinions about it. You know what I'm saying? So, are you under management?
No, I'm not under management. A lot of people think I'm under management, assigned and stuff, just because how I'm moving.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I ain't under management. I'm talking to some people currently, and it might be going that way real soon. But no, like right now, I'm just doing it myself. It got to make sense to me.
Right, organically. And I just want to highlight like the fact that you organically moving around. But now you get paid for your shows because you just said, boom, this how I live.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
I ain't did a free show in probably like 4 years.
Wow.
Unless I just want to do something like, I'm real like family oriented. So I do something for somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I might pull up and do my thing for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it makes sense.
Right. Sure. By choice. Yeah. Like, I'm looking out. Like, it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
But I be hating when like a nigga, like some of these promoters and stuff, they're like want me to do something for free,
right?
But they charging at the door. Now, I don't care who you is. If you call me and say do something for free,
right?
And you're not charging, I'm coming.
Right.
I'm pulling up.
Right.
I don't give a damn if we stay there all day.
Right.
But if you charging and you just ain't paying me, like what?
Like, then what's up?
My phone gonna be dead every time you call.
True. I can understand
that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for that.
How do your, like, because you obviously this is what you're doing all the time. And in order for you to be at the status you're at, you got to be on the grind. How does your family view that? Like, do they understand, like, man, I'm busy. You feel what I'm saying? Or do you get kicked back?
Hell nah, they don't understand. they don't give a damn about this rap shit. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? They just like, nah, they ain't understanding. But I don't know. Kind of now.
Right. It's getting better.
It's getting better.
Okay, progress.
Because my mom used to be like, boy, you like, you trying to rap. And then like, they like, boy, your daddy used to rap. You need to stop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people think I'm just doing it just because my dad used to do it and shit. But nah. I think they getting to know now because I'm making it known that I'm serious about it.
That you're serious about it.
I wake up in the morning, I'm trying to better myself.
Exactly.
So when they see that, people see you doing something positive, they're going to follow.
They're going to follow you anyway. Yeah. True story.
They getting it now, but I'm still proving to my family more than the fans. The fans understand because they never had nothing else to go off.
The family is always the hardest.
But my people, like, yeah, they see, I used to play football.
Right.
So they like, nigga, you ain't a rapper.
But you is, though.
And then we got to the point where I be being funny with them, like, when I be in the house getting dressed and shit, I be like, y'all know I'm a rapper today, so treat me like this. Like, don't be with all that.
Right.
I ain't got time to be taking the trash out. All that other family got shit.
Say all that. I'm a rapper today.
Don't step on my shoes. Do that.
Right. Don't do I'm bougie today.
I'm bougie today, man.
So, I'm checking out your Instagram. I'm like, man, this man is having pool parties. So tell me, what's up with the pool parties? I'm like, they don't care winter, spring, summer, fall. They there at these pool parties.
Them bitches is stupid lit. Like, shout out to everybody who ever came to a pool party. Whoever pulled up, whoever cooked for me for one of my events, whoever DJ. Everybody, if you don't give a damn, if your friend told you about it and you just pulled up for 5 minutes, cause I really just did that to I just trying to think of a way to get my music back popping. It ain't like it went down, but I hadn't dropped in a while, so I about to drop some new music. So I just was like, I'm gonna just hype it up. Cause I know I got a little name, so
right.
Just go to a little pool party.
Right.
Like 15, 20 people came, but then every week I started doing it every week, and that bitch started going up.
Right.
That bitch started going up stupid. Right. From 15 to 20 to 90 to 120 to. I remember one pool party we had. We got kicked out of like 3 locations. We kept going to everybody's party. We ain't give a fuck. Where is it going? And it broke me because it was raining like a motherfucker.
And people were still following you.
Yeah.
They was like, let's go. Where we going? Where we going?
Yeah, shout out my boy. My boy Rudy. He a Haitian and shit. He helped me promote that bit.
Right.
My boy G's, my cousin Tavy. A lot of other people too.
Right.
Shout
they
out
were
DJ Young, DJ Corn, DJ Turnt. We did one with him. That bit was really going up.
That's good.
I got a lot of shows just off the pool party.
Just off the pool
party. And I didn't even know it was going to be that big. It just started going up. Shout out to every girl who came through and twerked woo-woo. Hey, let them niggas know I do not want that girl. It's just a pool party. We just having fun. I don't want nobody, girl. I'm good. Straight. But yeah, that really went up for me.
So you planning another one coming up soon? Given the weather, well, it don't matter about the weather; they don't care. So just like you trying to look for a location, or what you trying to do? You trying to have something else, or what's up?
I was going back away from it, but everybody keep every weekend like, bro, what's up when the next one? Blah, blah, blah. So it's getting cold right now, so we got private location. It's coming.
Private location. It's coming. Y'all heard what he said.
I'm throwing a jacuzzi party.
Hot jacuzzi party.
Private location. It's coming soon. Pull up. It's going. Yeah.
It's going down, y'all. It's gonna go down.
Yeah.
Well, I got two more questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's next Like, what's next? What you got coming up next? Because you know the people want to be ready so they can hop on. If you got a show, if you got video, what you got coming up next?
See, that's why I need a manager, because I forget.
You want me to help you?
No, I got a show next Saturday, right. December 10th.
Right.
Club Dreams. Pull up on me. It's going to fuck down, performing some of my old stuff, but I'm performing a lot of new stuff.
Right.
Going down, I need all my family, friends, and supporters, whoever rocking with me, pull up December 10th. And after that, we doing Club Sky.
Right.
For Christmas.
Okay.
You already know my boy Tom G. Shout out my nigga Tom G. That's my brother. That's my nigga. I'm pulling up for that boy. I'll be doing that. Shit, shout out all the artists for coming. I think, damn, what that nigga name is? I forgot. It's
now, you know, you can't even. Shout out to the artists from St. Pete, because you know y'all artists can't remember everybody's name. The shout out, because y'all got so many names in y'all.
What's the nigga with the good hair, man?
Oh, good hair. You there. Good hair, you there.
Hey, but now, though, it's going down Christmas. Right. I got my next two shows is December 10th and right. Christmas night. Pull up. It's going to be a movie. Session, water, bad bitches, broke motherfucker state, bro. Don't.
Y'all heard what it said?
Y'all heard what it said? It's going down, man.
You got any videos about the drop or anything? Oh, people? Yeah. Oh, there we go.
I got a video called Back to Back. It's going to drop.
Back to Back.
And it's really like, I was just on some, a vibe, I had a feeling.
Right.
I recorded two beats that I was feeling. Yeah, I ain't gonna say no more about that. It's coming out. It probably come out next week.
Next week, okay. Yeah. So y'all look for that. And then I know you working on some stuff. You know, like you've been in the studio, you do your thing or whatever. So any album about to drop? Any, you know, like any mix, any singles, something like that about to drop?
Like I said, the video coming, and then right after the video, I'm dropping an album.
Okay. So
album.
New music.
It's gonna be large. It's larger than life. That big one. It's going up.
New music. All
yeah,
right.
New music. I got like 200 songs not heard.
Wow.
Like not put out. Not nowhere. Just in my email ready to.
Wham. Just ready to go.
So, yeah. Shout out everybody who been rocking with me since day one. It's right. Going up when I drop this next album.
It's going.
Yeah.
Generally, I ask people, like, if there was one person they could do a feature on one of their songs that they haven't worked with before, because I know you don't work with some people before, who would it be? Like, if it's somebody who you like, man, I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to do something together. I want to collab with that person. Who would it be? Just one person. I know it's probably many, but one person.
One person.
One person.
It's so hard for me to say one person.
One person, okay. It be like that sometimes.
I'm saying. Can I do one person industry and one person but not all the way industry?
Yep, do that.
I'm gonna say, my boy Just G from Silver Spring.
Right.
Hard.
Right.
Hard. Nigga real, he real creative.
Okay.
I definitely want to do a song with him. As far as the industry, I ain't gonna lie, Cardi B.
Cardi B? Why you pick Cardi B? He want Cardi B, you heard what he said. He ready to
go. I'm trying to make a bald head whole song with him. She lit.
Cardi B. Cardi.
I ain't gonna lie, Offset my favorite rapper, but I gotta get your bae on that shit.
Though. Right.
But nah,
right.
Yeah, she hard though.
Right.
I feel like she like me. She real. One thing about me, I'm real vulnerable. Like, ain't on high nothing.
Right.
So, I feel like that's what she do, and I love to get on some shit with her.
Okay, Cardi. Yeah. Cardi.
Yeah, that's funny. What if I really big song would have been?
Right. Last question of the day. Can you leave the people with something like motivational, something to like, you know, it could be in the industry, it don't matter, just not even a question, just a statement or something that you feel is not see it all the time.
A little bit, like, you don't need no verification to know who you with. Raise your price, your whatever, whenever you want to. Wake up in the morning and fill out the shit, you shit. Just back that shit up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't need a million views to be hard. You know what I'm saying? You are what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't let nobody be like, you don't need no verification from nobody.
Right.
That's my message.
No verification,
yeah.
For real. That's dead serious.
As long as you serious about your shit, and
right,
you know what you got going on, they gonna catch on. They
right
might catch on late.
Right.
They lame. They dumb. They don't know.
Right.
That's why you gotta be in their faith. Now, if you send you this and that, but you ain't promoting yourself, then you lack it. And don't get mad because you've been doing it for this long and they don't know yet.
Right.
They probably just sleep. You know
right
what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta
right
wake their ass up.
Wake
keep
them
coming
up.
Keep coming with the other one, with the other one, with
right
the other one. Yeah, you don't need no verification for nobody to say you hot. If you ain't putting it to say you hot, nah, you tripping.
Right.
You gotta know first.
Right.
You don't need no verification. That's what I tell the people.
True story. Y'all heard what he said. You don't need no verification.
Nah.
If you hot, you hot. And that's for real. I agree with him 100% on
fuck
that.
Fuck the views, fuck the money, none
right
of that. Yeah, you hot. You know you hot. You hot.
You is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
When ain't nobody with you when you out there sweating, working, putting in. So if they can't tell you what you is.
Right.
And guess how, the only way somebody can even think you're hot, they gonna see somebody else do it. They gonna see somebody else say, oh shit, that's the shit, you don't know about Lil Raider. Then they gonna be like, okay, y'all fuck. Then they gonna repost you before them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that,
that's all shit.
That's it.
That's all.
That's it. So that's his motivation. I just want to thank him again. Thank you, Lil Raider, for coming on my show, Zip Mouth Motivation. Definitely giving me this interview in the spare of a moment. I done had the man all day, y'all. I know he about sick of me, man. He been over here forever. So I appreciate his time, his energy, even letting me do a little cooking before I got started. You know,
you
I really appreciate
it.
For real, like,
she
I
gotta
have
to taste that.
This the organic podcast. This is what we do here. It's all real right here. So I appreciate y'all. Y'all know I love my followers, the people who my fans and support me all the time. I love y'all. The new followers, I love y'all too. I love everybody. We just coming in. Again, this Lil Raider, y'all know we're gonna have a second interview because he about to blow again. Let's see, he already done blow, but he gonna blow again. That's what I like to say. So on that blow again, he'll come back for another interview. But I love y'all and we'll see y'all later. Good night.